Good morning, church.
Good morning.
And good morning, Paul.
Morning, Simon.
Well, you keep asking me questions when we sit down here, so I'm going to jump in early and ask you a question instead.
Okay.
Let's switch it around. We've been talking about an exciting new proposal coming to the church soon. Remind us what that is.
I didn't know there was one. Is there one? No, I'm kidding. So
can someone help fill in the blanks for me?
One of the things that... Hey, no chirping in the background.
He's saying new pastor in the background here.
We've got a very exciting proposal that's coming to the congregation, which will be released in full in a couple of weeks' time. And in a very simple word, it is a second congregation. The details will be worked out. We're looking to essentially have a second congregation here in our building on a Sunday afternoon. And a lot of people are asking sort of why. Why are we going that route? And I'll maybe just give you a couple of indicators. Why is very simply because we've outgrown our bowl. And we are consistently full reaching capacity. And we want to make more space in order to love people and to grow. So just a couple of things in this. We've got one service. Our capacity is actually around about the 200 and probably around about the 260 seating. We've got two pastors. That's the two of us. We've got 0.8 ministry staff, Sam and Tash. And we're missing our apprentice at the moment as well. Are you missing Mark, by the way?
Very much so still.
Okay,
yeah.
Just checking on that as well. And then just to give you a couple of stats, we've sort of got around about the 270 regulars. There's some numbers there, 122 members, 10 ministry leaders, et cetera, et cetera. And so as we keep moving forward, the step is exciting because we want to create space to love more people, all ages. We want to remove that young adult's growth barrier. And again, some of this detail will come in a few weeks' time. We want to promote more serving teams, and we want to create more leadership pathways. I'm not sure. There we go. So there it is. In sum, the new congregation will help us love more people by creating space and opportunity to serve and lead. So we are super excited about the proposal. We'll be bringing that to the congregation very, very soon. And you don't get away with it this morning, so I'm going to ask you a couple of questions.
He's got more questions.
Right, here we go. As we start to think through this proposal for a second congregation, is there a particular focus on certain kind of people? Is there a focus on certain demographic for this particular second service? What have we been thinking about and working on in that space?
Yeah, it's an important question to ask. I think firstly to say, we want our congregations to be for all people. The gospel unites people to Jesus, unites people together to Jesus across age, ethnicity, class, demographic. It unites across all of that. But that being said, usually when a church has multiple congregations, people tend to gravitate towards the congregation that has more people at a similar life stage to them. And I think that's quite logical, but one of the reasons for that is because the people who serve in that congregation will naturally serve in a way that tends to fit the style preferences of people similar to themselves at a similar life stage. And so millennials will naturally plan a gathering that suits quite well to millennials. Boomers will naturally plan a gathering that suits quite well to boomers, and so on. And those are generalizations, I know, but it's pretty well observed across multi-congregation churches in Australia at the same time. And we really don't want a firm line between our two congregations based on what you or what I prefer. Wouldn't it be better if we chose our congregation to call home based on what God has, on who God has put on our hearts to reach with the gospel? You could be any age and really have on your heart to reach retirees in this city, and that would affect which congregation you would choose to join. or you could be any age and really have in your heart to reach the majority workforce age in this city. And that would also affect which congregation you could give other examples. What we can recognise is that mature Christians can suspend a lot of preferences around style or music or time of the day or format or use of language. The gospel unites us across the what we like things. But those we're trying to reach and those that we're seeking to invite into our gatherings can't be asked to cross as many cultural barriers. We want the gospel to be the barrier that they come up against, that they stumble over as they come into one of our gatherings of God's people, not the style of music or the vibe or the feel of the gathering. And I think that's a good application of Romans 15, 1 and 2, where Paul says to his readers, "Now we who are strong have an obligation to bear the weaknesses of those without strength and not to please ourselves. Each one of us is to please his neighbour for his good, to build him up." And so we want to ask everyone to think missionally about their choice of congregation. And we want both congregations to be for all ages, each aiming to reach a different but overlapping demographic. So the proposal that's coming to the members in a few weeks' time is for an afternoon congregation. Now, the reason for this time slot is to target reaching out to older teens, to young adults, and to young families. And so for the morning congregation then, it would also be for all ages, aiming to reach adults, families, and seniors. We expect there also, at the same time having said that, there to be a considerable diversity of age and stage across both congregations. And we want to encourage that. It is good and healthy for mature Christians. But we also want to take the opportunity that comes with having two Sunday gatherings to shape both gatherings somewhat differently from each other in the hope that we will reach more people with both of those congregations.
Okay, that's exciting. And just one final question then. Is there going to be, what sort of interaction is there going to be between the two congregations? What are we hoping for in that space? What sort of overlap might there be? And what's the thinking around that?
It's a good question, because as we send some of us from our existing congregation to launch a new one, we're going to miss each other. And so where will the overlap be? Where will be the places where, as a multi-congregation church, organisation church, where we're part of the same family of now two congregations, where will the overlap spaces be? Firstly to say that the congregations will share a lot of the kinds of things that we see the New Testament churches sharing things like prayer, the giving and receiving of resources, gospel workers, some leaders. We'll be sharing those things as two congregations under the one church organisation. And secondly, there'll be a whole bunch of spaces where connecting across the congregations will be encouraged as well. Spaces that I can think of would include things like our church picnics, our annual church camp or getaway, our termly Nexus meetings, which are for prayer and for planning for the teens, our termly ministry meetings, even hiring a bigger venue for an annual once-a-year event together, I think would be a really exciting thing to look into. And I suspect there'll be others that we'll come up with together as well. No doubt becoming a multi-congregation church will take some getting used to. But we're pressing on with our vision and mission that we adopted almost a year ago together as a church family, ultimately because we want to glorify God more and more, and we want to love people more and more. And I believe that a new congregation is going to help us do just that.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the chat. You're going to give us a little bit of church news, and then we're going to sing again together. So give us that, and let's keep going.
Yeah. Awesome.